Well, news today that's shaking the New England theater world. 9 women have come forward to the New York Times accusing celebrated playwright Israel Horovitz of sexual harassment and rape. Horovitz is an award-winning, internationally recognized playwright and the founding artistic director of the Gloucester Stage Company. The incidents reported to the New York Times took place over the years Horovitz was with the Gloucester Stage Company. They include accusations that he forcibly kissed teenagers, groped young women, and allegedly raped a 19-year-old. The women who spoke to the Times all agreed to be identified by their real names. Today, the Gloucester Stage Company says that it has ended its relationship with Horovitz. The playwright himself told the Times that he has, quote, a different memory of some of these events, and that he apologizes with all his heart to, quote, any woman who has ever felt compromised by his actions. But here's the thing. Close watchers of the New England theater scene might remember that nearly a quarter century ago, the now-defunct Boston Phoenix published a carefully reported, explosive story detailing similar accusations against Horovitz. Back then, both Horovitz and the Gloucester Stage Company vehemently denied the allegations. Bill Marks reported that story for the Phoenix back in 1993. He's now editor of The Arts Fuse, an online Boston arts magazine, and he joins us. Bill, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So first of all, the New York Times did acknowledge that you reported on issues with Israel Horovitz, what, almost 25 years ago? I mean, what's your reaction that women felt confident enough now to step forward using their names?
Well, I'm overjoyed that, that in a sense, I don't want to say it's a vindication, but when I get first reported on it back in 1993, the women were afraid to put forth their names, and they all wanted to remain anonymous. And so it's just so great, and it shows the changing times that women are now willing. I would have loved for them to go on the record when I interviewed them, and the Phoenix definitely was pressing me to have that happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy that now women feel empowered and have the confidence to put their names to what they're saying.
Well, so Bill, let me ask you, are any of the women who were willing to provide their names and their stories to the New York Times today, are any of them the same women you spoke to 24 years ago?
I believe so. And I only say I believe so because when I did the story back in 1993, the Phoenix was afraid that Israel Horovitz would sue. So they wanted all my notes. So all the notes I took, everything basically was handed over to the Phoenix. And so when I was asked about what do I remember the names and of the women that I interviewed back in 1993, I must admit it's been this many years. Like I had a hard time remembering. So I believe there are some. Yes.
Okay. And sadly, the Phoenix itself is no more.
Sadly.
Yeah. So tell me, though, I mean, over the past 25 years or so, how much of this has been an open secret in the New England theater world?
Well, I get the impression, and, when I did the stories, I was open to hear more. And, of course, I was disappointed with what the reaction was at Gloucester Stage in terms of handling it. But I didn't, to be honest, I didn't hear a lot of other, I didn't get other anonymous notes. I didn't get a lot of things telling me that it was going on. But now I'm hearing through Facebook, and I began hearing it over the past few months, that it was a bit of an open secret here, that there were many women who knew exactly what was going on with him.
Mm. So back in the early 90s, when you reported your stories, you got significant pushback from the Gloucester Stage Company, the company itself. I mean, board members told you that the women making the accusations were, quote, tightly wound.
Yes, that was Barry Weiner, the head of the board. Yeah, well, I wanted to cover all the angles. And so I did interview board members. I interviewed as many as I would be willing to go on the record and speak to me. And yeah, they did kick back quite hard and say they were going to do something. They're going to post something on their bulletin board. They're going to, do something with their policy there. But yeah, it was heavily denied. Israel Horovitz was on record, I think, in the Boston Globe saying that it was a piece of character assassination.
Yeah.
And the women themselves, the voices of the women simply were not taken seriously. And then, alas, soon somewhat forgotten, or at least it's just the issue just seemed to vanish. People wanted to get back to normal, quote unquote, as soon as possible.
So contrast that to what Israel Horovitz himself told the New York Times for its reporting out today. I mean, he didn't necessarily deny the accusations. He says he remembers the incidents as being different, but apologize for any harm he may have caused. Even more interesting, his son, Adam, says he stands with the women who've accused his father, and he believes them completely. I mean, how different is that from when, you know, you did your stories? Were you surprised by Horowitz now?
Night and day. I mean, it's ironic because, remember, my story came not that far after Anita Hill. So the incident was in the air, and that was part of what propelled me to do it, and I'm sure it was part of propelled the Phoenix to go ahead and post a piece, you know, I mean, to publish a piece, even though, you know, we didn't have the names. I mean, then he felt quite comfortable denying it. I mean, the Globe essentially gave him a column where he essentially just said that none of this is true and it's character assassination, and never did any real follow up on the original stories.
So let's take a step back here for a second, Bill, if we can. I mean, how important, how influential is Israel Horowitz in the theater community here in New England?
Well, I would say it was very, you know, Gloucester Stage is one of the major small, you know, certainly up in, you know, in the Gloucester area is a major theater. He's a figure who's known in New York for his activity off Broadway. He's written over 70 plays. He's just thinking, he just recently directed his first film. He's written a number of screenplays. So he is a significant figure in the American theater.
So what impact then could this latest round of revelations about Horowitz, which, you know, now as we know, we've known for 25 years. What impact is this going to have on the Gloucester Stage Company itself today?
I mean, they seem to be moving away from Israel Horowitz as quickly as possible. And as you pointed out, even his son is essentially agreeing that there is something to the charges. So my assumption is that they're going to, you know, they will essentially be moving away, backing away from him. I mean, my basic feeling is that I'm hoping the impact has more to do with the theater community and with the media. 25 years, this news was out, and no one followed up, and things are allowed to go back to normal. So what I'm hoping now is that local media, would anyone be surprised if there wasn't other things like this going on in the theater community today? And I think that this should be looked into, and there should be a more active approach to what's going on, rather than having it happen again, you know what I mean, in another 25 years before we actually become concerned enough to actually do something about this.
Right. Well, Bill Marks is editor of The Arts Fuse, and about 25 years ago, he had some of the original reporting on accusations of sexual assault and harassment on the part of Israel Horowitz. That reporting appeared in the then Boston Phoenix. We'll put links to all of that at our website, radioboston.org. Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I should just say, I still miss the Phoenix. Now, we should also note that Israel Horowitz did not return our request for interviews. Leadership at the Gloucester Stage Company declined our interview request as well. But in a statement, Board President Liz Neumeier said the board is appalled by the allegations. The statement went on to say, quote, "Our hearts go out to the many women who are, once again, reliving the harassment and assaults they endured. We recognize that in the past, their reports were grossly mishandled. The board is united and committed to ensuring that such behavior does not take place at Gloucester Stage, and we will take any reports seriously," end quote. Now, we've got more news on the issue of sexual harassment. The Boston Globe is reporting just this afternoon that State Senate President Stan Rosenberg's husband has allegedly sexually assaulted and harassed four men over the past 3 years. According to the Globe, President Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, grabbed the genitals of three of the men and forcibly kissed one of them. The Globe says it has not found any evidence that the Senate president knew about the assaults and that the men feared reporting the allegations to Rosenberg or authorities because of how it could affect their careers. In a statement, Brian Hefner told the Globe that he was shocked to learn of the allegations and that, quote, "It is incredibly difficult to respond to allegations by unnamed and unidentified individuals that involved an extended period of time, particularly in the current environment." Senate President Stan Rosenberg said in his statement that, quote, "To the best of my recollection, I was not approached by anyone with complaints during or after the alleged incidents made in this article, or I would have tried to intervene." We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.